Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, it's Ashley. Welcome to a very special episode of the Almost Famous podcast. We're recording this live on the Stereo app. So the Stereo app is really cool. It's a place where Ben and I can talk live and speak more directly to you guys. You can send in your questions to us via voice message. We feel closer to you this way. So we're going to get in the habit of recording a little bit more on the Stereo app. Today's episode is going to be all Q&A. We're going to be talking about our lives, random stuff like favorite Christmas music, and also, of course, The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, and specifically Tayshia's season. So thank you for sending in your questions via the Stereo app. We are so excited to tackle these. Let's get to it.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
I am good. How are you? This is fun doing this on this new Stereo app.
Yeah, it's incredible. So we're coming to everybody today live, like right now, live on the Stereo app. This is something we've been looking forward to for a while. Ashley and I are big fans of the app, and we thought this would be a great way to connect with everybody out there. So Ashley, here's how today's going to work. We have questions submitted to us. And we're going to answer those questions. Also, feel free to submit your questions as we're talking. We're going to be as honest and open as possible because that's what these things can do. So, Ashley, I'm going to start right away. Kim wrote us and said, what are you enjoying most about this season of The Bachelorette?
I think I'm enjoying, well, in this past episode, well, we'll make it more general. I think, is it weird that I say I love that we had a split season and that we got a little bit of two different bachelorettes just to keep it really fresh. I just love how authentic and easy Tayshia is to watch because I just feel like she is no less censored on screen than she is just like hanging around with her and as a circle of friends.
I'm with you.
What about you?
I mean, I think, And I'll say something here, and we've had great bachelorettes. I mean, honestly, we know a lot of them, and they've been great. I think Tayshia is, like, extraordinarily good at this, and not in a way that like, makes a good bachelorette. Typically, she's just – I feel like we're getting to know her in a way I've never gotten to know any lead, including myself, on the show.
Yeah, and I don't want to, like, take away from other leads – I feel like we've just had so many fantastic Bachelor and Bachelorettes. And this is like no offense to them when I say that she just seems like incredibly comfortable in this role. So I would say that is my favorite part of the season so far.
I'm also really enjoying seeing how the producers have navigated being in shutdown. Like, I think that's super interesting to see how a show of this size, you know, there's 200 people that work on the show that have to be there on location. There's dates, there's cast, there's obviously a lead, there's the host. And just how the producers have navigated, like, making this show still interesting to us.
Yeah, I agree. I think these dates have been a little bit more intimate. They haven't been as over the top. They're more so dates that you can, especially the one ones with horseback riding and then Ivan coming over for a date. I feel like this is probably it's just kept it a little bit more real to like what you can do in real life. I also love that we've been seeing more of Chris Harrison. Of course, he guided Claire through her portion of the season a lot of heart to hearts there. And then with Tayshia's portion so far, he's popping up everywhere. And I think it's maybe because he's on set all the time. He's forced to be on set all the time. Whereas sometimes he flies in a little late to wherever their destination is, and he's having fun with it.
Oh, I think he's having a great time. I mean, why not? The guy's fantastic at what he does. Well, hey, if you're just tuning in again, this is live. Yes, live right now, and recording this live on the Stereo app. Ashley, on to the next question. I think this is a good one. What are you looking forward to most for Matt James's season of The Bachelor? And then, Ashley, I can answer the second part of this. What tips will we give him?
What tips? Okay, well, what I'm looking forward to most is just getting to know Matt. you know, we all know very little of him. We know most of what we know through social media and Tyler's Instagram. He's obviously a very handsome guy. He does a great interview. But I think just getting to know Matt and seeing him learn the process alongside the girls is going to be a really fresh take for us as viewers, because everybody's kind of innocent in the process and they're all going to have to figure it out together. There's no one leading it. And yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. What about you?
Well, you're right. I mean, Matt has been a great interview, and I think we've seen him on social a lot. But those aren't high stress environments. And I think stress oftentimes brings out our true character. I think like being the bachelor will make us, will force Matt into being incredibly just vulnerable. It does to everybody. And I think I'm excited to see this, who I know is a great guy, but I'm excited to just, like you said, get to know him better through this vulnerability and through not being able to see him on social media and put on cool videos and stuff, but like seeing him in real life, trying to navigate the process of love and navigate the process of drama and navigate this whole experience. The tips I would give him would be this. It's the same thing I tell every bachelor that ever calls before a season.
Because so many do. Ben, you get so many. You're the mentor here. You know, you're the godfather of the franchise. I know this is not the first time I've said something like this, but it's so funny the way that all the guys go to you for advice. And Matt, even though he hasn't officially been part of the franchise until now, was no exception to that. You did get to talk to him.
And I really enjoy it. Like I told you, offline, I really enjoy getting to talk to these guys before they start it, because it is such a new experience. Now, he's going to do far greater things than I ever could do. But the one thing I would say is never let your head get too big. So like, don't get too cocky. Don't think you're king of the world. I know it's going to feel like that for a period of time. I know you're going to feel like you're the coolest thing out there. And for a bit, he will be, but it doesn't last. And so never let your head get too big, but also never let it get too small. Like, don't, if you get criticism, or if you start to like feel like you're too distant from the franchise, or you're not getting the attention that you once did, realize that like that has nothing to do with you. That's just how time works. And so don't let your head get too small, too big. Stay who you are and stay consistent through the process. And I think he's going to do a great job at it, but that's my advice to him. And I think the rest, you know, will come naturally to him in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So just letting you guys know who are listening, we are recording this live on the Stereo app. This is just a special question and answer session with me and Ben. We love taking Q&As are my bread and butter. I love talking behind the scenes of The Bachelor. And right now we're recording this special episode live on Stereo. You could just download the Stereo app if you'd like to talk to us directly. It's a really cool way to interact with the fans. All right, our next question, Ben. This is probably for me, but I'm going to ask. It's a little off Bachelor related, but because your fiance is an esthetician now officially, she just graduated from school, right? She's officially an esthetician.
Crushing
your best skin tips, then.
My best skin tips. It's funny, actually. I never cared about my skin too much until I was with Jess. Now, this is what I've learned to do. I used to be like just a straight out whatever kind of lotion on my face at the end of the day or on my body if I was dry. Like that was only when I was dry. I don't know if this is interesting to anybody or not, but now I realize that I have to do a lot of preemptive skin work. And that's a word that I've gotten from my fiance. I have to start putting stuff on my skin even when I don't feel dry to keep me lubricated.
hydrated.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, my skincare tip goes a little bit off of that. I think especially in this age of maskne, you should be masking your skin a little bit more, doing a little bit more exfoliation, some more clay masks to get deep down and clear out those pores. It's something you're going to have to keep up with a little bit more. I've made it my resolution, honestly, now, so whoever knows, to just do something like that, a PLR mask every day, since I just noticed my skin was getting so much more clogged since the mask wearing.
Ashley, this is – I don't even know if skincare is something that intrigues anybody out there, but it intrigues me. And so that's all that matters right now, because you and I are talking. Now, there is this thing that I found out about once I started dating Jess that is common in women, and it's that melasma.
Yeah.
I know you've been open about, and it makes Jess just feel less alone. Like, I know you've been open about your melasma. And I'm finding out that more and more people struggle with it, men and women. Now, explain melasma, and then what are you doing to help treat it?
Yeah, so it's probably the skincare condition that is the hardest to treat. Dermatologists, estheticians, they all say this. The one thing that worked for me was something called a Cosmolon peel. It's pretty pricey. You have to get it through, you know, certain providers, and you're going to flake for a while, and you might be red for a while too. I would give the process 3 weeks or so to really see the results and for your skin to calm down. But it's the perfect time to do it now that so many people are, you know, they're on lockdown, and when they are outside, they're wearing masks. So nobody's going to see your flaking red skin. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks in, as much as it is a bit of a cost issue, if you have bad melasma, 3 weeks in, you're probably going to be pretty happy you did it. It's more than a 75% improvement, or at least it was for me.
That's awesome. No, it really is, because I know it's something that isn't ideal. Now, Ashley, I feel like we're doing this, like, you know, on the radio, when you're listening to the radio and they say, we're going to pause now for station identification. And then they mention it. Well, that's what we're going to do now. We're going to pause here for station identification. Again, this is live on the stereo app. Ashley, something you and I have not talked about yet at any point in time. I don't even think we have offline. Which of Tayshia's men do you want to be the next bachelor?
Oh, I was just browsing through these questions and I was hoping you were going to ask this one. I truly don't know that there's a standout for me yet. I do love the idea of Joe, just because Joe is, you know, older. He's 36. He's a doctor. It is, you know, he's the kind of guy that girls just dream of ending up with. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you go live. You have your house phone ringing in the background. But I mean, like, a doctor bachelor, come on. I know we've had a doctor bachelor before, but I think that it's about time we have another one, right? And, you know, we've also had very few Asian cast members who have on the show before. So, you know, he's Asian, he's a doctor, he's got a sweet personality, he says he's a lover, not a fighter, and he's very attractive. So, you know, and possibly Joe, but we'll see how far it gets.
I'm a big fan of this guy's growing more and more on me, and I don't know a lot about him, but DeMar.
I love DeMar.
Yeah, he's really stepping up. He's been really sweet. I don't think he's gotten the airtime that maybe he'll get later on in the show. I expect him to do great things later on, but DeMar kind of has stood out to me over the last couple weeks, being one of those new guys. And so I would not be shocked with any of those choices. But I will say this, could be controversial. I don't know if any of these, but usually at this point in the season, there's like a few front runners that we're mentioning. I don't know if any of these guys are necessarily like standing out to me as the next Bachelor. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah, maybe when we just get further down the line.
Yeah, I maybe.
You know, if you can't find a bachelor from this group, I still think that we have a couple, you know, back in the history that are destined to become. I still think Peter Krause was meant to be a bachelor.
Interesting. That would be a shock. That would liven up everybody a little bit. He's been a fan favorite for a while.
But especially with our in-depth of him, like, I wasn't sure before our in-depth, but I think that the in-depth sold me on he's got to be a bachelor one day.
Yeah, if you, you know, the one cool thing is with him on that in-depth episode, there was a humility to him that had, I don't know him well, that I had not seen. Like, he has been disheartened. He has shown resolve through that. COVID's been tough for him and his business. And it feels like he's in a place now where, like, that his maturity has really grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really I totally agree. What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost. Ben, do we have any questions being sent to us through the Stereo app? I know that you have to go and look through our audience, and then people who have a green arrow have submitted a question.
Yes, they definitely have... there's definitely a couple out there. We're going to get to those in just a second. But before we do, Ashley, I do have a friendship question that I want to ask you.
Okay.
That was sent in to us, and it's sad. Now, Ashley, the question was sent in by Danielle, and it says, when was the last time you and I saw each other in person?
Well, I don't know, Ben. When was it?
We
did FaceTime a lot. We FaceTimed a lot.
Yeah. Was it Tahoe?
Probably. Yeah.
It's like, that's really sad, Ashley.
It's very sad. That was Valentine's Day.
I know, but it's also cool. I mean, there's like cool parts about it because we have, you know, found ways to connect like this, you know, being on the Stereo app and recording this question and answer session with the Almost Famous podcast is really like, it is special and it's fun to see that. Now, I'm looking at a few questions here that was sent into us. And so we do have one that I want to highlight. It's from Michaela. What is your favorite Christmas song?
I love this question. Yes. Okay. So I need to honestly look up the title of it. I'm going into my Apple Music now. It's, of course, an instant Christmas song. But it's not Happy Holidays. It's not Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It's another one off their epic Christmas album. I mean, it will not be Christmas unless there is the NSYNC Christmas CD playing in our house. Hold on. I mean, I could sing it for you right now, but I really don't want to. It's like,
no, I'd like you to. No, please do.
No, from a million stars you are, I swear your love is mine. Somehow I knew that you are meant to be. I'm just singing it to get to the chorus so I can get the name of meant to be. My wish came true. I'll never let you go, baby. People are celebrating all throughout the world. Gonna do tonight. I got so much love. It's Christmas. That's what it is. It's Christmas.
That was fantastic. Actually,
you?
That might be.
What about you?
That might be the best moment of any Almost Famous show ever. Like, right? Like that. That. I thought we were just like gonna sing a little bit. No, you just went at it.
But it was not for like singing reasons. It was for finding the title. Okay, Christmas. Yes,
whatever floats your boat, Ash. Again, if you're out
or
there,
I never knew the meaning of Christmas. That's a good one too. The NSYNC Christmas album, because I never knew the meaning of Christmas till it came into my life. I was lost.
I don't know
in
if
the
it's,
dark. I don't know if it's like my coincidence. Heart.
But our listeners just drastically dropped off there.
1,000%. Is there somebody waiting in line to talk to us on the phone? Should we add them in?
Let's add them in.
Wait, there's also somebody from, there's also a song from the Clay Aiken Christmas album. Fantastic. Clay Aiken Absolutely Christmas incredible. Album.
Now, I'm a big fan of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, quite honestly. It's
look at him. Now, if you're so out there classic. Listening,
if you're out there listening and you want to send us a question, please send us a question. We'll be answering those questions here in just a second. But before we do, we want to take a break here and just say this is on the Stereo app. We're super excited to be here. This is an app that we are utilizing right now to speak with all of you and speak with each other, connect virtually once again. It's something that we just haven't been able to do too often. So thanks for tuning in with us today. We will be continuing to answer your questions. So yes, write them in. Next question, Ashley. Ashley, what are you doing for the holidays?
Well, right now I'm here at my parents' house in Virginia. We're doing Thanksgiving here. The plan, as long as there's no COVID doesn't interfere with that, we do Christmas at Jared's parents' house. We will be tested. We're going to drive. But, you know, that's a couple weeks away. So all plans, I feel like, are up in the air. You and Jess are splitting the holiday. It's not the first holiday you guys have done together, is it?
No, we did Christmas together last year. We're going to split the holidays if we can. It's starting to get weird, though, where, you know, we're starting to, like, have to weigh. Even this morning, we were talking about weighing our options. Like, are we going to be able to see our family or not? Is this the year that we can? Are we going to be, like, is it legal? And so we just don't know yet. And that's like, a little sad and frustrating, I think, for us both. But I think anybody out there listening can probably relate. Like, it's just a time of a lot of unknowns. And yeah. And we really haven't figured it out yet. Like, we don't know what is next. And that's tough.
It's really sad. And, like, if you can't spend the holidays with your family, just know that you're doing the best. You're being the most responsible you can be. What you're doing is the right thing. So if you're sad, you're not alone being sad in this. But hopefully this is the only year that, like, as a country, as a world, we need to go through this.
We have another question sent in to us here. Lisa asks, how did our friendship start?
Well, I remember meeting you for the first time, like actually talking to you for the first time on the balcony of my hotel room when I was at Mentalall and I just finished filming Bachelor in Paradise 2. And you, of course, were not in Bachelor in Paradise because they were preparing for you to be the next lead. So I just remember thinking, like, this guy is, like, so tall, so adorable, and he is listening to me so intently. I feel like everybody who meets Ben Higgins for the first time is always in awe of how attentive he is to the person he's talking with and how much he seems to truly care and is curious about their life.
Well, life's weird. I mean, we have to listen, right? I mean, that's just the thing. Mm-hmm. It's important too. I do remember that moment. I remember it for many reasons. And it's funny to look back on that time, Ashley, because we were in Hollywood. The hotel, it's red. The Roxy.
It's the Redbury.
The Redbury, that's it.
Anybody ever traveling to LA needs to stay at the Redbury in Hollywood. It is such a cool hotel.
It really is. And I remember meeting you. I had watched you on television. All of these Bachelor people were in one space. I felt so overwhelmed because, like, I was just coming off the show. It hadn't really even started airing. I didn't know if I was going to be the Bachelor or not. Like, at that point, I kind of felt like, all right, all these people have these close friendships. I'm kind of like in limbo. I wasn't even asked to be in Paradise. Like, maybe I'm not even welcomed here. And then
is the way Ben Higgins thinks, guys.
And then I met you and it was like really sweet because, like, you meet all these people from the show and you realize how awesome they are. Like, you realize just really how incredible the people who've done the show are, and, like, really, like, how interesting everybody's stories are. Like, nobody that goes on the show, just like nobody out there listening, but no, everybody has a really cool story to tell.
Yeah. Ben,
Yes. Two things I need to add in before we go into further questions.
Okay.
Everybody needs to also download Clay Aiken's Don't Save It All for Christmas. Don't save it all for Christmas Day. That's my, it's just a jam. Okay. And then there is a caller in here. And we've never done this before. We're doing this live on the Stereo app. And anything can happen right now, including not knowing who's calling us. But we're going to take this call. Oh no, we can't take the call. Okay. Because that means that I would have to go off with you, which is, and I can't leave you, Ben. So
I got you, Ash. I'm guiding this thing forward. I'm an expert on the Stereo app. It's, I love it. And I love to use it, but I've got this. I'll make sure that anybody that wants to come in, if we can make them come in, I'll make sure to bring them. Now, again, keep it out, send in your questions, just like Easton did. Easton, asks Ben, boxers or briefs? What if I said neither? How would that go? I
mean, neither.
I'm a big no guy. Like I don't do either.
You're a big no guy?
Yeah, I am. I mean, if I do have to, it's going briefs. But I feel like 2020-21, because everybody's home all the time, is really going to make a huge statement in this world. Because people are going to stop wearing undies and just start living freer. And I could not be more proud of people for that and more excited for what they're about to experience.
Ben, what age did you start going commando?
It's a Dean thing. So Dean, it's probably 3 years ago at iHeartFest in Las Vegas. He mentioned to me that I should start trying it. Now, Dean's told me three pieces of advice in my life. I'm going to start with the two and end with the boxers or briefs.
Okay.
The first one, Ben, you should start DMing people on Instagram, because now you see if you like their personality from their pictures, you can tell if they're attractive or not, if you're attracted to them. So you DM them. There's a low risk to that. And so guess what I did? I DM'd and found my fiance. So first piece of advice Dean wins on, I take it with me. So his second piece of advice in life is this. Ben, you should stop using dryer sheets. Dryer sheets are not good for you. They put chemicals in your clothes and all this stuff. So I read it, find out, okay, maybe true, maybe not. I'm going to stop using dryer sheets. Well,
I stopped using dryer sheets too.
Yeah,
because of Dean.
Not a bad thing. So I'm going, second piece of advice is incredible. Third piece of advice was, Ben, you should stop wearing underwear. Like, it's just not worth it. It's not fun. It's a lot better to go free. So here's how the story works. I start doing that. It's easier with some types of clothing than others. Now, you get like your softer clothing, that works out just fine. You put on a tight pair of jeans, things get weird fast. Now, here's where things get really hard. You start wearing basketball shorts and you work out, which I thought he did without it, and you go to the gym, it gets awkward really quickly. Like, you realize that you are not comfortable and that you are not good being there in that environment. And so I called him. I said, Dean, you told me that you never wear underwear, ever wear underwear. He also has told me once in his life that he doesn't wash his hands or use soap in the shower. So, like, I'm at this point questioning his wisdom and knowledge. And he says, Ben, I always wear underwear when I work out. I just don't wear them any other time. So I had probably gone 6 months trying it at the gym. Backfired quickly. So now it's briefs when I'm at the gym.
Okay. Gotcha. From a girl's perspective, I think that we don't mind underwear as much as guys do. I don't know why you guys seem to like think that underwear is like a burden. But I also this year have worn them less, just because I've been wearing so many sweatpants and yoga pants. And with yoga pants, you know, you got to wear a thong with yoga pants if you want to be, you know, a cool girl. Because if you wear regular panties with yoga pants, then you see the lines. And then it doesn't make your butt look the way yoga pants should make your butt look. And then with sweatpants, I mean, they're practically just long underwear, right?
Yeah. I feel you, girl. Feel you all the way. Well, hey, Ashley, this podcast is being recorded live on Stereo. Just download the Stereo app. So if you're watching this, just download the Stereo app. If you'd like to talk to us directly, Ashley, that was a great conversation. We've had a couple good segments. I think you singing and us analyzing for the last 5 minutes what you should be wearing are just really important.
I think I should clarify that, like, that's not my real singing voice, guys. That's like my silly singing voice where I'm like singing to a guy's song, you know? I'm singing to a guy's song, so I'm not like trying. But like, have me sing to Demi Lovato and I can keep up. Not really, but you know what I mean.
Especially if you put like the headphones in and you start singing and you start feeling like you're hitting the notes. That's how I sing.
Okay, have you ever done this? This is so embarrassing. Have you ever like sang in the shower or in the car and you're like, damn, today I'm having a great singing voice day. And then you're like, I'm going to record myself to see just how good I sound. And then you listen to it back and it sounds nothing like the way you heard it live.
Ashley, yes. Like that's not just like I've done that once. Like I put my hand, like when I'm in a bad mood, I cover up my ears and I start singing. And like, I'm hitting every harmony. Like I am absolutely crushing it. And then you listen to it and it's like embarrassing for yourself.
Yeah, I get it. There was one time I even went in the garage when my mom wasn't home and I recorded myself singing, thinking that the echo was just going to be like beautiful. Yeah. I just couldn't get there. When I listened to it back, I was like, this is not what I'm hearing. This is ridiculous.
There's many times in my life where, since I've met you, that I am convinced and I wish that the Ashley from like 9 to 18 had a camera following you along at all times, because I think it would be straight comedy.
I would up that to like 25. And then at 26, The Bachelor started following me around, so that's already recorded. I was joking with Jared the other day in the car. We were listening. Taylor Swift's Picture to Burn came on, and you know, Picture to Burn came out when I was 19. I was a sophomore in college when I downloaded that on iTunes. And I was like, man, this is a throwback, because, you know, I just listened to more of Taylor's modern songs now. And I was like, the amount of anger I had towards some boy that I probably never even kissed while singing that song is hilarious. I was like, I was 19, you know, and I was like, but honestly, thinking about who I was singing about at certain times, I was also probably like 24 doing the same thing. Anyway, let's get back to some Bachelor questions.
Well, we got a great one that just got written in here. It says, Ashley, who is someone you would like to have as a guest on your podcast you haven't had yet?
So we got asked this recently. I would love to have Emily Maynard, and she's one of my favorites that I just observed, but I've never met her in real life. And then I think JoJo and Jordan would be really nice to have on for an in-depth. Who else haven't we had on? I would like to do an in-depth with Hannah Brown, because it's been a while since she's come on. What about you?
I think Hannah Brown at this point would be a great in-depth. I think it's a time in her life. Have we done an in-depth with Rachel Lindsay?
No. How have we not thought of that?
Yeah, I think a Rachel Lindsay in depth. I think a Becca Kufrin in depth.
We definitely need Becca Kufrin, especially post Garrett. Yeah.
I think we're going to reach out today. I think I'm going to reach out to Becca today and say, hey, we got to get you on for an in depth and just start loading these up, because in depths are a lot of fun for us. We've really enjoyed it. Ashley, a little bit of a weird question here. On Friendsgiving, I asked our guest this, and I never asked you because I wanted to wait for this moment. Ashley Iaconetti, I asked this question. Please answer. Take as much time as you need. What makes you you?
So it was weird, because you asked this question to some of our meet and greet guests. And one girl and I feel like, had the same answer, and you saw us bonding over it.
Yeah,
it was just like our passion and excitement and love for the things that we love. I think that's just, it's just me like loving things so hard. And like, I'm very, very, I'm rarely like neutral on things, right? Like, I either love it and I have a lot to say about it, or I'm just like, meh. So I think it's my tendency to love hard that makes me me.
And the thing is that people probably understand about you now, and it's not going to be shocking. You love a lot of things hard, and you love things hard, but you love a lot of things. Like, you have a large capacity to love.
Yeah, I agree. That's like the one thing I think about, like, about getting older that's a little bit sad, is that, like, I find myself obsessing less over things, but, like, I love obsessing over things.
That's amazing.
Like, it's less appropriate for me to, like, obsess over things. But there's, like 2020 has also changed a little bit of that. Like, I haven't been able to go to movies, which, like, very much move me often. Like, I'll never forget seeing A Star Is Born for the first time. And just while I was so devastatedly sad, like, I was obsessed with the fact that, like, a piece of art made me feel so much. I also, like, love going to Broadway, and Broadway, like, at the end of, like, a feel-good Broadway show when everybody stands up and claps and is, like, hooting and hollering and stuff, I'll, like, get welled up. Like, even if I didn't even love the show so much, it's just something about live theater that, like, really makes me passionate, too.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, it's always impressive how much you care and love, and you are passionate about the things that you're interested in. The cool part is that those aren't just a few things, like, there are many. Now, hey, for anybody out there listening, this is Ben and Ashley, and you're listening to Almost Famous, recorded live on stereo.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, huge, huge deal for us to be here today. Again, we haven't seen each other in person in a bit. It's really always great to connect in any way possible. There's just a few more questions here that I want to try to hit on. We've gotten a lot written in. It's been really fun. Question for you. This is from Sheila. Will either of you appear on Matt James's season?
Well, Ben, do you think that this is a question that we could answer if we had or had not made an appearance on Matt's season, which literally I think it might be wrapping up today, if not yesterday, if not the day before. Like, we are in that weird span of days before Thanksgiving that the Bachelor season always wraps. So right now, as we speak, Matt James may have fallen in love for the first time and have gotten engaged. Like, it happened, if not today, like a couple days ago. And I find that very exciting.
Well, I can answer it this way. If Ashley or myself was on Matt James's season, it would be worth watching.
And it's going to be worth watching even if we weren't on this season.
Yeah, sure. But like having you on the screens, Ashley, always a highlight. Hey, Aaron writes in and says, what changes would you guys like to see to the Bachelor franchise?
I have one. Okay. I would love for them to switch up night one. I just feel like night one has gotten a little bit mundane. You know, we're used to people showing up on tractors, horseback, an Aston Martin in the limos, of course. I want to see something where the contestants and the lead are totally thrown off. We got a little teaser of that on Chris Solis' season when half the girls came and then he came in and he mingled with some of us. And we thought, we're like, oh my God, is this it? Just 15 contestants? That actually made me nervous. I felt like the pressure was on immediately. And then the other half came in. And I think that, like, we should play on that, but make it even more extreme. Like, what if Like, what if 15 girls come in and then he gets to know them over, like, even just 2 days? And then more come in before another rose ceremony. And then he gets to know that half. Something like that. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I think we're seeing it this year, where it'd be great to see less fancy dates consistently. I really enjoy the dates that are relatable. I think they're like, they help us get to know the characters more. Ashley, we got a message sent into us. I'm going to play it right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what the coolest thing about the Bachelor Mansion is that we don't really get to see on TV.
Ashley, take it away.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. This is really bizarre, but this is what just popped in my head. There is a door. The entryway to the main bedroom is this door, and it is so gorgeously engraved. It's super high, very heavy. Looks like something you'd see in a church. And I asked the owner of the Bachelor Mansion about it, and he said that it was actually handmade in India and delivered to the house.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, before I answer this question, anybody just tuned in, we do have a couple more audio questions sent in. And you're listening to this live on the Stereo app. Ashley and I haven't got to see each other in a while, and so this is a way to connect with everybody. Again, this is live. So just download the Stereo app if you'd like to talk to us directly. Ashley, I would add into this just how beautiful the pool setting is, like the land. Like, I don't think you get to understand how great the view is from that mansion. But if you do ever want to see the mansion – then it's now up on Airbnb. We just found that out, and you can go rent it out. I think it's like $6,000 a night, so you can go stay in the Bachelor Mansion if you want. Ashley, I'm going to play another audio question that was sent in.
If Claire didn't pick Dale, who would you have wanted Claire to end up with?
That's a great question. I would want her to end up with, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name now. Who's the guy who left because he had fallen in love with her?
I think it was it. I want to say James,
Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I want her to be with Jason.
I think Jason had like I think Jason really cared about her, like deeply cared about her. And I think that was what we were hoping for with Claire, is just have her have her find somebody that really, really cared about her. Ashley, we have another audio question. These are fun because we don't really know what we're going to get, but let's play it.
Hey guys, I want to know what your favorite moment from Tayshia has been so far.
My favorite moment from Tayshia, I did love her one-on-one with Brendan. It was just so cute. I also like we were saying earlier in the podcast, just love how natural she is in this role. Ben, do you have a favorite specific moment? As far as a style and look moment, I'll tell you, last week's rose ceremony with the black dress, with the high slit and that center part. That's all.
I would say there's so many things about Tayshia I've appreciated, but how she confronts controversy is something that I think is really impressive. So anytime there's something dramatic going on in the house, or there's any type of issue going on in the house, how she speaks to it with respect, how she keeps the dignity of the situation while at the same time confronting it and making everybody know where she stands. She doesn't belittle anybody. In a lot of ways, she like uplifts people through her tone and how she says things. And I think that's just a really cool character to have in any human. And she's done that consistently. I also just love like her one-on-one time. Like, it's not awkward. It's not weird. She doesn't really let the guys most of the time like get too sappy, which I think is always awkward when the guys just start spewing. And here's the other part. She doesn't just start making out. Like, she talks to these dudes, and we don't have a guy on the Bachelor or Bachelorette. Like, it's always an easy fallout when you don't have anything to talk about is just start kissing. And we see conversation happening. And I think that is something and super, super impressive. Hey, Ash, let's pause here. Again, this is Ben and Ashley, and you're listening to Almost Famous, recorded live on Stereo. We have two more audio questions that we're going to answer, and then we'll get out of here. Ashley, I'm going to play it.
Okay.
Who are your current favorites and who are you rooting for?
My current favorite, I mean, I've got a couple. Okay, so I do love Brendan. I love Ivan. I like DeMar. I feel that Ben and Zach C, who I think is just Zach at this point, I think those two are the front runners. Yes. What about you, Ben?
Like DeMar stands out to me. I think Zach is definitely one of those guys. I feel like he's really into him. And Ivan, I mean, Ivan is a guy who I think is just going to continue to shine on the show. And I mean, he's a super smart dude, right? He's an aeronautical engineer. Yeah. And he's a little shy, a little hesitant, but I think once he gets his one-on-one time with Tayshia, like, things are going to get really good for his relationship. And so, yeah, those are my favorites. Ashley, we have another audio question sent in. Here we go.
Can we get an update on Dale and Claire? Like, an actual update. What is happening right now with them? I don't know. There's also conspiracies that she's pregnant. Can we just get some clarification on your guys' end?
I mean, I don't know when that sit down with Chris Harrison was taped. It may have been back at La Quinta earlier in like the fall / late summer, but it didn't seem like she was pregnant then because
they seemed to be on different
pages about the timeline there. Yeah.
Dale was shocked.
Yeah. As far as we know, it looks like they've been on a road trip this week, spending Thanksgiving together. I think they are just happy and enjoying each other. I don't think there's any drama there, even though I think the press and maybe even fans are trying to make there be drama there just because it was just such a whirlwind.
Last question, Ashley. You ready for this?
Is it another audio question?
Sure is.
Okay. Hey, Ben, we should let our audience know that what we love about this stereo app is that if they are listening live, they can send us voice messages and like, it's just a very, it feels like we have a closer connection to the fans that way.
That's what these are. Yeah. You just play them and answer the questions as we go. Here we go. Close out here. The final question that we had written in, was when is my, wedding? And it's going to be, 2021 for sure. If COVID, doesn't allow us to have a wedding, we're still going to get married in 2021. It's just too exciting for us. I'm assuming it's going to be probably at the end of next year, just because we want to be cautious and make sure that hopefully we give it as much as we can to pass. But that is the update. And as soon as we have a date nailed down and as soon as like save the dates are sent out, then we will announce that date. Again, this has been Ben and Ashley, and you're listening to Almost Famous recorded live on the Siri app. Now, if you listen to our podcast, you know we close out every single segment in the same exact way. And Ashley, because we're live on the stereo app, I don't think we can change it now, right?
No, we got to do it like normal.
We have to. So with that, again, this has been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
And you're listening to Almost Famous recorded live on stereo. Ash, we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.